Hello, this is Lenny.
Lenny? Are you with Whirlpool?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Are you with Whirlpool?
Yes.
Okay, are you customer service or what?
Oh, good, yes.
Are you the person that schedules the repairs?
Yes. Someone did say last week, though, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
You said you work for Whirlpool.
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Jerry. Do you work for Whirlpool?
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, you know, she is very smart. I'll give her that, because, you know, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
I'm calling because my oven is not working. Do you fix ovens?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again? Sorry, again?
Yes, do you fix ovens?
Could you say that again, please?
No, I can't say it again. I've said it three times.
Yes.
So what do you want me to do?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
I'm not calling from a company. I'm calling Whirlpool. You said you are Whirlpool, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're Whirlpool, why are you asking me all these questions?
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here, because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens. You know, but that really hurt, and sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call.
Can you just transfer me back to customer service?
Whatever it is.